Hello, world. This is Wichita. The story of Wichita, its people, its progress. The story of your city and mine. This is Wichita. This is National Educational Week, and the Wichita Eagle dedicates its program tonight to the many teachers of this city's public school system. From out of the files of the Eagle come many interesting stories of early schools in Wichita. We will bring you some of these stories tonight. Now, before we lift the curtain on tonight's drama, the Eagle Concert Orchestra, under the direction of Russell Lowe, brings you A London Fragment by Clifford Shaw. Wichita Eagle has served the people of the Southwest with an accurate source of news since the year 1872. You will find in the Eagle something of interest for every member of your family. News features, sports, market reports, and comics. The Wichita Eagle is also Kansas' largest classified advertising media. If you want results, if you want to buy, rent, or sell, use Kansas' largest classified media, the Wichita Eagle. The Eagle comes to you twice daily, every morning and every evening. And on Sunday, you get the huge Sunday edition. All this costs only 20 cents per week. Subscribe to the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of your family. And now the Wichita Eagle lifts the curtain on another drama of This is Wichita. First school for this city was Finn School, located in an abandoned soldier's dugout at what is now 12th and Jackson. Classes were held in this crude school from November 1869 to February 1870. They were conducted by William Finn, a surveyor. As our curtain rises, we hear the sound of cold February wind whipping over the prairie. It is the last day of school, but there is no merriment for either teacher or pupils. Wichita's first school is a failure. William Finn is saying goodbye to his little class of about 15 pupils.
And so it is with regret that I must say farewell to you boys and girls. During the months you have studied here in this cold, uncomfortable dugout, your tireless search and eagerness for knowledge has been a source of great inspiration to me. Hey, yes, Tommy, what is it?
Mr. Finn, isn't there some way the school could go on?
Yes, Mr. Finn, why couldn't we go on with the school?
I'm sorry, but it's impossible. As you know, this was opened as a subscription school, with each pupil paying $1 per month. When I took the school, I thought I could surely manage to make it pay, at least make it part of a success. But unfortunately, I've lost most of the money I had when I came here. There isn't any way I know of that I can go on. Someday, perhaps, this town will have a regular school board, and the people will provide you boys and girls with a chance to obtain an education. I hope so. But whether we have a school or not, if you and you, each and every one of you, really have a desire for knowledge, if you thirst for education, you will find it. One of the greatest men in all our history had no chance to study in a school, and yet he acquired the knowledge that was to make him the savior of his country. You all know his name. It was Abraham Lincoln. And now, class is dismissed. Good day, and God bless you.
Goodbye, Mr. Fan.
Goodbye,
Mr.
Fan. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, I'll miss you. I'll miss all of you. I'll miss you all.
Mr. Fan.
What? Oh, it's you, Tommy. I thought all the children had gone.
No, sir. I had to stay, Mr. Finn. I wanted to tell you something, sir.
Yes, Tommy?
Oh, Mr. Finn, I'm sorry my dad won't pay you what he owes you.
Oh, that's all right, Tommy. Your father isn't the only one.
But you could go on running this school if everybody would pay you. And you lost on those books you sent for at Topeka. You trusted me for the money.
Well, Tommy, if some of you children have learned the value of knowledge, I think I can stand the loss of my little bit of money.
Oh, I'm going to learn, Mr. Finn. I'm going to read books. You taught me how to read, and I'll get books and keep on studying. Someday, Mr. Finn, I'll know. I'll know as much as you do.
I hope you'll know a lot more, my boy. Goodbye now, and good luck. Goodbye, Tommy.
Yes, sir. Goodbye, Mr. Finn. I'll pay you back someday. You'll see.
Well, bundle up well, Tommy.
Yes,
it's a pretty cold outside. Pretty
Bye.
Cold wind.
Bye, Mr. Finn.
Now, goodbye, boy, and don't worry about what you owe me. Bye.
Tommy.
Oh, hello, Mary. What are you doing here?
Oh, I just wanted to wait for you, Tommy. I waited so you could walk home with me.
Gee, it was cold out here, wasn't it, Mary?
I didn't mind. This is the last time you get to walk home with me, I guess.
Yeah, yes it is.
Oh, Tommy, I'll miss it, won't you?
Sure will.
We're not educated at all, are we, Tommy?
We were just getting started. You couldn't get educated in just a few months.
I wonder if we will ever have another school.
I sure hope so.
I'll bet you'd be an awful smart man, Tommy, if you was educated. I just know you would.
Thanks, Mary. You'd be smart, too.
It ain't so important for girls to be educated. Girls are just supposed to grow up and get married. Ma says you don't have to be smart to cook and sew for a man.
My pa says men don't need education either. That's why he didn't pay Mr. Finn. He said it was a waste of money. Well, here's your house, Mary, and here's your books.
Oh, thanks, Tommy.
Bye, Mary.
Oh, Tommy.
Don't cry, Mary.
But I won't see you anymore, Tommy. If there's no school, there's no need for you to carry my books.
Well, Mary.
Yes, Tommy.
I'll see you anyway.
Will you, Tommy?
Sure, I will.
Oh, Tommy, I'm so glad. You were the only reason I went to school.
The answer's no, and that's all there is to it. It's been almost 3 years now since you got a hankering for an education, Tommy. And you've been no use to us or anyone else.
But, Dad, I want a chance to learn something.
Like what? The nonsense they teach you in them schools?
It ain't nonsense.
Don't talk back to me.
Oh, Pa, you could be a little more fair with the boy.
Now, you keep out of this. I've had trouble enough with Tommy ever since William Finn came here and started that blame school of his.
But Tommy wants to learn things.
I'll learn him things. Learn him how to hunt, how to shoot buffalo, how to plow, how to earn a living.
But,
But there's other things to do besides hunt and be a farmer.
Sure, be a dude. Now shut your mouth. I don't want to hear no more about it. The city voted $5,000 for bonds to open the school, and I let you go to it.
But not enough, Dad. I want to keep on studying. You take me out of school all the time.
Sure, because I need you, you ungrateful little whelp. You darn fools like A.J. Greenway and James P. Meade get the folks of this town to vote bonds for schools when they need a lot of things, a lot more than that.
Well, I'm not going to work for you anymore. If I've got to work, I'm going to use the money to earn an education. That's what I am.
Why, you little...
Now, Paul, don't hit him. Tommy's got a right to say that.
A right? I'll show him who's got a right. That's your education for you. Teach a kid to sass his parents, that's all.
Paul.
Teaches him high and mighty ideas. Makes him think he's smarter than ever raised him.
No, Dad, you don't understand.
I understand you're too smart for your britches, and I'll take you down a peg.
No, Dad, don't!
Paul, Paul, leave him alone. You're not going to beat him. The boy's right and you're wrong. Everybody ought to know how to read and how to write and how to think, and they ought to know things. Nobody ought to be as ignorant as you and me.
All right, stand up for the brat.
I sure will.
Well, there ain't much more of this school nonsense anyway. Us taxpayers are going to vote these bond issues down. I got a meeting tonight, and I'm going to have plenty to say against putting out any more money for school.
Cannot discuss this bond issue for the schools unless we do it with a little semblance of order.
Oh, why discuss it at all? We're against it!
Please. Now let's hear the argument on all sides. I've been trying to outline our public school situation to every one of you. As you know, the first school in this city was conducted by Mr. William Finn. That was in 1870. Then Miss Nora Yale taught a school in an abandoned log hut that had been built for a saloon.
Ah, they're gonna got more good out of the saloon.
Order, 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 please. Now, some of the people of this city are far-sighted enough to value the education of the next generation. We succeeded in getting our first public school district established. And in engaging Miss Jessie Hunter, a young girl of only 14 years of age, to teach. But this had to be abandoned when we failed. Gentlemen, we failed. When we failed to pay this young lady the small sum of her salary, which was only $40 a month. We couldn't even provide fuel in order to keep the school warm. Warm enough for those children to study their lessons. Well, we finally got $5,000 voted for bonds. And through the generosity of Mr. James R. Meade, who donated his lots at 3rd and Emporia, we erected the school building. And for the first time in Wichita, a school bell rang. A real school bell. Again, thanks to Mr. Meade, who bought the bell. But, gentlemen, we need more money. We can't let our schools close. We can't allow the young of this city to grow up in ignorance. Gentlemen, I'm asking you, each and every one of you, I'm asking you to vote yes for the expansion of another bond for $3,000.
We'll put it to a vote.
Now, that's what I want to do. Now, I hope you'll consider this. Consider the future of this city. And vote yes for the bond.
Right here in the Eagle. I guess we taxpayers put a stop to that spending money nonsense. $3,000 more they wanted, but we voted it down. Take a look at it.
What'd be the use? I can't read that paper. Neither can you.
Huh? Well, it's there anyway.
How do you know it is? You and me, neither one can read. We can't read none of that printing what's in that paper. All kinds of things in there we'd like to know, but we can't read.
I can read it. Let me see it, Dad.
Well, go ahead. Read it. I brought it home for you.
The bond issue, which was voted on last Thursday, met with failure. The $3,000 bond issue was proposed, but almost unanimously voted down.
Well, that's enough. Put it down. I just wanted you to see it. Well, I got to work. I may not be able to read, but I know how to plow a field. You might look outside once in a while, Tommy, and see a man doing something useful.
Don't feel too bad, Tommy.
I won't, Mother.
I'm sure there's lots of fine men in this town who'll be forgetting more schools. Just don't you be discouraged, son.
I won't, Mother.
Say, Tommy, could you... Well, do you suppose you could teach me some of the things you've learned in school?
Why, sure I could, Mother. I could teach you to read.
Oh, could you, Tommy? You mean I could read like you did out of that there newspaper?
Yes, sure you could.
And I could read out of the Bible when I was sort of needing some good words from the Lord.
Oh, yes, Mother, I could teach you.
Oh, that'd sure be nice. Lots of times I've just hankered to read some of the things the preachers read at church. We got a Bible, you know. But what good is it for us?
Gee, Mother, I'd love to teach you.
I'd be awful slow, son. I'm not real smart like you. Maybe you couldn't learn nothing at all.
Oh, yes, you could. I know you could.
You sure I could?
Help!
Oh, Tommy! Tommy, that's your father calling! Something's happened to him, Tommy!
Yes,
what do you suppose it is?
They ran away! Look, they're dragging him! He jumped down to the plow!
Oh, he'll be killed!
Or I could get away. They started running. The plow caught.
Oh, Paul.
God, Greg, get a doctor. Do something. I'm bleeding to death.
Yeah, we'll go to the house.
No, wait, Mother. We got to be careful how we move Dad. His leg's almost cut off. Maybe we can save it. Mother, there's something about stopping the blood from flowing in a wound. And there's something in the eagle. It tells about what to do if you can't get a doctor soon enough. I saw it in the eagle.
There you are, Pa. You're going to get well, and you're not going to lose your leg either. Everything Tommy did was right. The doctor said so.
Yeah, I heard it.
He said you could have bled to death. Tommy hadn't known what to do.
I heard it.
Just because Tommy could read. Because there were things printed that folks should know. You got your chance to live. My boy was smart. My boy could read. And he saved your life.
I'm not forgetting that. Tommy.
Yes, Dad?
I reckon I'm going to be a lot more sensible next time they vote on these here school bonds.
Mary. Mary Jones, a little girl.
A little girl who used to let you carry her school books.
Why, that's been
now, don't say years and years ago. You make me feel like an old woman.
Well, it was way back in 1870. William Finn School.
Yes, the first school in Wichita. You and I were about 12 then.
Where have you been, Mary?
Well, after the folks moved away from Wichita, we went back east, and I went to a rather nice finishing school, and when that was over, Father moved back to Wichita.
Oh, it's good to see you.
It's good to see you, Tommy. It's been 9 years since that last gloomy February day when the old school closed.
And you cried?
Yes, because I wouldn't get to see you again.
And then you moved away.
But I'm back now. What all's happened, Tom? What are you doing? Did you ever manage to get through school? I bet you did.
Well, I didn't get as much as I wanted to. Had to go to work.
Oh, I see.
Dad died about 5 years ago, so I sort of took things over. I'm working in a store and taking care of Mother.
Well, that's good, Tommy.
I study and read a lot, too.
And how are the schools coming in Wichita?
Oh, slow but sure. They've got a regular educational system now.
Have?
Got a good school superintendent.
Fine.
Now, Mr. Halleck. He's doing everything he can to improve the educational system.
The taxpayers still hate to part with money for schools.
Oh, some of them. Mary, sometimes I get so mad I could... Oh, why can't they see it? Mary, we're living in a fast age now, a progressive age. The other day I said to my boss, he's a man who hates to vote for any school improvement, I said, this is 1882. This isn't the Dark Ages. Everybody, rich or poor, black or white, they ought to be given a chance to have an education. It's for the good of the city, of the state, of the country, of the world.
And that must have been a very good speech, Tommy.
I guess I was forgetting I'm on the street. Mary, may I present the superintendent of our schools, Mr. Halleck. Miss Jones, Mr. Halleck.
How do you do, Mr. Halleck? Tommy's been telling me about your work.
Yes, sir. Mary and I went to the first school here.
Well, I'm very pleased to meet you. Tommy, you were talking about your boss disliking to part with money for schools. Might interest you to know that I'm going to try to get him and a few other businessmen in this town to provide our school with some apparatus for science classes.
No, you'll never get that old tightwad I work for to put in any money.
Well, I'm going to try. I've invited a number of businessmen to a science lecture and demonstration. I'm going to put on a real show for them and pray that I can interest them enough to invest in this apparatus.
Say, I'd certainly like to see that.
Well, come along. Tonight. Good afternoon, Miss Jones. I'm sure it would be all right for Tommy to bring you along, too.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like to go, Mary?
Oh, I'd love it, Tommy.
It'll be an important date for the school system.
Well, it might even be an important date for my system.
Why, it is the greatest thing I ever saw. Never knew science was so wonderful.
Right.
Wasn't that great? Absolutely.
Mr. Halleck, you can rest assured we businessmen will put up the money so the school can have that science apparatus.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm so glad you enjoyed the money.
Why, it's just like a show, you know, Magistrate.
It worked, Mr. Halleck. It worked.
It was wonderful, Mr. Halleck. You had those businessmen thrilled to death. It was a real show.
Well, that's what I tried to do. Give them a show. A show of magic. Tell the truth, I'd been willing to stand on my head or do a ballet dance in order to get them to part with money for science apparatus.
And now you've got it.
Yes. It's a step forward.
Tommy! Hey, Tommy!
Oh, Tommy, someone's calling to you.
Well, that's Jim Norton. He lives next door.
What is it, Jim? Better hurry, Tommy. Your mother. Your mother, she's had a stroke.
What?
And she's sinking fast.
Mother.
Oh, I'll go with you, Tommy.
Too bad.
Mother, I didn't know you were feeling bad. Oh, Mother, I'd have stayed at home.
Oh, Tommy, I didn't know I was going to get to feeling so bad. Just sort of come on me all of a sudden.
You're going to get well, Mother. You're going to be all right.
No, Tommy. I know I've just about lived out my time. You've been an awful good boy, Tommy, and I wish you could have gotten more of the things you wanted.
I got everything, Mother. Everything I wanted.
No, you didn't get to graduate tall from high school to go on to college, but maybe your children can. Tommy, I want you to marry some real nice girl. I'm kind of looking in your direction, Mary.
Thank you.
Tommy taught me to read, and I can read a lot of things. It's been awful good to be able to read. That's why I'm not going to be afraid to go. Hand me my Bible there, Tommy.
Yes, Mother.
Turn it to the 23rd Psalm. That's the one I learned to read first. I was so slow learning, but Tommy was just so patient.
Here it is, Mother.
I'll show Mary how I can read. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He guideth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil.
Mother!
Tommy!
She's gone. I never got a chance to really show her how much I could learn. And the great things I wanted to do.
Oh, yes, you did, Tommy. There's no one greater to her.
She loved to read. She was so proud of being able to read.
And you taught her. Tommy, remember what William Finn said. If you have a desire for knowledge, if you thirst for education, you will find it. You found it. And she found it, in spite of every obstacle.
My children are going to have the chance, Mary. They're going to get the opportunities. Someday I'll really have a lot to say about running this town. And there'll be schools for everyone. Schools all over the town. School bells ringing for everyone to come in and get an education. My children...
Our children, Tom?
Yes. Our children. They'll have the schools we needed.
And so our curtain falls on a drama of yesterday. The story of the early struggles for public schools in Wichita. The Eagle has recorded this progress. In the back files, one finds the story of the first high school graduation class in the year 1879. It was held in Russell Hall. The graduates were Will Throckmorton, Miss Clemmie Davidson, Grace Pope, and May Throckmorton. Their class motto was Esso quam videri. To be is better than to seem. Tonight's program salutes American Education Week, and the Eagle sincerely dedicates this program to the memory of those early Wichitans who fought for better schools in Wichita. And to those who carry on the fight today. This is Vernon Reed speaking for the Wichita Eagle, the newspaper for every member of the family, inviting you to listen again next Thursday to another story of your city and mine. This is Wichita.